Well, you probably read about this whole thing now, the EU and their cheeses, their so-called special cheeses, where they have said, you really can't use the names that we associate with cheeses, even though, because we make them here, we don't make them in Parma. So how can it be Parmesan? So forth. They're not made. Is there a place called Gouda? I have no idea. But if there is, it's not here in Wisconsin, for example. But so we're very fortunate. There has been a response from our side of the aisle on the whole cheese question. We're fortunate to have Mike Shorthorn here from the Wisconsin Cheese Congress, and he has the response to the European Union edict about cheese naming. Mike Shorthorn, ladies and gentlemen, from the Wisconsin Cheese Congress. Mike, the floor is yours.
Hi, this is Mike Shorthorn here from the Wisconsin Cheese Congress, and I believe it's much of an overstatement to say that international cheese wars are heating up to near fondue levels. You may have read that the European Union has nailed an edict to the old barn door declaring that Wisconsin cheesemakers must desist and refrain from using the appellations Parmesan, Gouda, Ardsala. Sorry, I have problems pronouncing some cheese names. Hard, soft, or smoked, Assaggio, Delivo, and Prosciutto. Bavarian and Bavarian-style Bergkäse, any and all cheeses with the word brie or blue, B-L-E-U, I'll note, in it. Mascarpone, even Australian, and nearly 400 others to designate any ripened, pressed, curd product not made strictly within the named village, shtetl, region, province, Provence, or Landkreis. This even includes Gorgonzola, and it may surprise you to know that apparently there's a place called Gorgonzola nestled somewhere in the EU, although it may, in a more literal sense, refer to Azola from Gorgon. Did you know that? It's Italian anyway.
Gorgonzola, yeah.
Yeah, it's Italian anyway. And no business of the French, and bien sûr, the French are behind this. That's what I say. Cheese purete is not the kind of thing the French are going to leave to Stilton. Eaters, no sir. This has French written all over it. That's all I'm telling you. And also unnecessary. Who around here is going to make a nice Poulinier St. Pierre and just call it, and not call it what it is, which is goat cheese? Or come up with a ripely pungent why did you do this to me? ripely pungent Reblochon de Soivois.
Very nice.
And claim it just this morning descended from the Alps. Not going to do it. Europeans, in fact, are relative latecomers to cheesemaking, which, after all, was pictured on 4,000-year-old Egyptian tombs and 5,000-year-old Yan Empire vases. And it wasn't until the Roman Empire, to its credit, made the world known world safe for the consumption of ripened pressed curd that Europe even became a player. The appearance of cheeses in key roles in both Greek and Nordic mythology makes it clear that no age nor people possesses the cheese birthright. Here in Wisconsin, we have been America's dairy land at least since 1831, right? By the mid 1840s, New Glarus was awash in Ohio cows and Swiss dairymen. And you know what that leads to? to paraphrase the late, great Walter Brennan, no brag, just cheese. We do not rest on our old world laurels here, but we innovate with a strong sense of tradition. Consequently, it is with a heavy heart that we must respond to the EU's non-competitive clauses, RE dairy products. Funny, they don't seem to have a problem with Brussels sprouts or Belgian endive. No problem with that. With our own fair trade restrictions. We have our own restrictions we're going to name today. Effective immediately, we enjoin all European use or reproduction of Velveeta, Kakana club cheese, in crocker out, right? Cheese curds, both fresh and deep fried. Brick cheese, whether it's brick shaped or not. Swiss, or in fact, New Glarus cheese. Farmer cheese, particularly when you know the farmer. Hoop cheese. Munster cheese, which lacks the E of the French Valley. Colby, the one near Abbotsford cheese. Colby, by the way, is what happens when you don't cheddar the cheddar. Liederkranz, a heads-up version of the old world Limburger. Brunost, found wherever you find Norwegians, and you sure do. Cheese Whiz. Easy cheese. macaroni and cheese, Kraft Singles, and, of course, string cheese, which I know some will claim is mozzarella, but that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, when's the last time you've been able to peel a mozzarella? That's my question. So the Wisconsin Cheese Congress takes these actions mindfully and with regret, in the hope that soon both sides will come to an understanding that while we all have tremendous pride in heritage, ethnicity, and form of governance, we also have a shared heritage in the cheese, which should press us together. Once we reaffirm this, we can abandon limits and restrictions on all dairy products processed and unglobally, because those of us everywhere are ripened pressed curd product in the world of ripened pressed curd product know that in the final end, we are all under cheeses. Merci, grazie, danke, gracias, tak, and thank you.
Mike Shorthorn, ladies and gentlemen, from the Wisconsin Cheese Congress. Thank you, Mike. Well spoken, well accented. All of it was well. Well, well. Okay, so that settles that once and for all. No Velveeta for them.